Israel Foyer, Myla Reason, Brother Shine.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Israel Foyer. I'm on the local KPFK board, and I'm one of
Israel. We can't hear you. Can you speak closer?
I say my name is Israel Foyer. I'm on the local station board, KPFK. I'm one of the original volunteers at the station, even before it was on the air in the 1950s. I'm going to say a few things, perhaps a little bit different, completely different from what the others have said. Constructive criticism, hopefully. It would be nice, it would be useful, it would be helpful if prior to these board meetings, copies could be available, and hard copies, even two or three, so people on the local board and others could review some of the matters coming up for the board. It would be very useful to have at least a few copies to share well before the board meetings. And I'm aware that sometimes the board members don't get the texts very, very early, but that would be an improvement if it could be done. Secondly, it'd be good if there was follow-up. For example, people prior to me here asked a couple of questions. It'd be good if it could be a little response and a dialogue, not merely a listening, either active or passive, but a response. And in that sense, I think a keynote of Pacifica ought to be, this is my own personal view, dialogue and debate, not diatribe and dissing of people and ideas and issues. And I say that because I think there's too much diatribe and too much dissing publicly on the air and in meetings as well. And something can be done about this. In that sense, it would be helpful to have, if you haven't already, I don't know, all the boards should have board training. So, for example, not to waste a lot of time on technical motions as you did this evening takes up a lot of time. This could be dealt with in committees and presented in a cogent, coherent manner to take less time to deal more with substantive matters among the board, with the board itself, and vis-a-vis those of us who have comments and questions and concerns. So more to come, but I think we need to examine ourselves self-critically and make some progress in these issues.
Hi, I'm Myla Reason, and although I'm not associated with the WBAI Latino Coalition, I stand in solidarity with them, and I'm going to try to read their statement. WBAI is once again at a critical juncture with the issue of Latino programming, its development, and its expansion. Factional strife at the station has created a divisive workplace, which has negatively impacted WBAI's financial viability, audience support, and program quality. Con Sabor Latino and Radio Libre have been singled out as weak links in the WBAI fundraising chain. This was one of the reasons given for the removal of these programs from the airwaves. The other was an unsubstantiated claim that listeners wanted more public affairs programming on Sundays. In response to targeting these two shows for removal on these faulty premises, a coalition was formed between the producers most directly affected by this ill-fated agenda that was roundly perceived by many as an attack on Latino programming at WBAI. The overwhelming majority of Latino producers at WBAI were equally insulted by the lack of respect towards our community and felt the need to come together in a collective response. Con Sabor Latino, Lengua Suelta, New World Gallery, and Radio Libre formed the Barrio Block during the winter 2006 fund drive in order to maximize fundraising for WBAI and to work in a unified and collective manner on issues of Latino programming at the station. The result was an encouraging 22,000 pledge demonstrating the potential of financial support for the present Latino Sunday programs. As a result, we issued responses to the station management about Latino programming. One on behalf of CSL, NWG, and RL, and the other on behalf of the newly arrived LS. There's a lot more, but maybe someone else can continue reading the statement.
Brother Shine, Jane Jackson, Jack Van Aken.
Excuse me, good evening, and thank you. I want to first start off by saying thank you to KPFK. My name is Brother Shine. I'm from WBAI in New York. but I moved out to Los Angeles about 3 or 4 months ago. And the night that they killed Tookie Williams, I want to thank KPFK for allowing me to use their facilities to call back to New York and do a program around that issue. And the archives, Brian, I was able to go up to the archives and just take a tour, and it's phenomenal. Please continue the work that you're doing. For the last 2 years, I've traveled around the South recording a lot of the people, the masses, and recording what was going on and had been going on in the South. What I need to say to the National Board is there any place that Lou Hill said that there can only be 5 Pacifica stations? You know, listen, I'm telling you, in the South, we are needed. It's hurting. People are in trouble. I mean, major trouble. So please think about that. The other thing you must think about is, why is there maybe 2 people in here that's under 30? Please, we need the youth to take part in this process. I know some things have been said about WBAI. I was turned around in a jail cell in 1988 in the middle of the night by WBAI. That's a very important station. Unfortunately, it has always been strife and fighting at the station, but that's part of the creativity. It's a reality. I'm not saying that the issues are not important, but I'm saying do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay? And once again, KPFK, thank you for this place. Thank you.
All right.
Jane.
90.7.
98.7 in Santa Barbara.
Hi, yes. I'm Jane Jackson from KPFA. And I basically am going to ask questions, not make statements. In California, we just stopped an attempt by the restaurant owners to evade accessibility laws on the basis that we don't come there anyway. Now, I don't know how much thinking you need to do about how stupid that is. And so I would ask you to all look around at your stations, be they one of the 5 or one of the many growing affiliates. We're here, we're listeners, and we need to be included. And I have a statement to make from one of the 2 wheelchair-using graduates of the KPFA apprenticeship program. One, sadly, because of her disability, is not able to function. The other one has promised to come back as soon as the barriers, both attitudinal and physical, are removed. And lastly, I'd like you all to look at your stations and see what kind of effort each of you have made to do outreach into all of your communities. These should not be Jane Jackson's issues. They should not be white middle class issues. People with disabilities are in every part of every community, and I hope very soon that I see lots of people in wheelchairs demanding to have their voices heard, and especially with youth. And in Oakland, where I'm trying, we have a lot of young African-American males that have been shot by the police, are in wheelchairs, and they're being marginalized even more than just by gender and race. Thank you.
Jane, if you'd like to say more, the person after you, Jack Van Aken, has offered to cede his time to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm very serious. This board, are we now finally being webcast? Okay. As one of the members of what Don doesn't want, and I agree with him, call a capital campaign, but a fundraising campaign, I'm not at all ashamed to go ask anybody who has it to donate funds. And there are a lot of people in this world that think that I came into the civil rights movement when I became a wheelchair user. That's far from the truth. I was in Montgomery, Alabama, the 5th of December, 1955. So I know a little bit. And I really and truly hope that you take the resolution that you passed unanimously seriously, because the consequences are horrid. No one is immune from disability, and war that seems to be endless creates more disabilities than anything else. Thank you.
If there's no further comment, just I'll answer a couple of things quickly, and if any board members want, you can have responses. On posting of materials, board materials, we did get it up before the meeting, but not announced to everybody at the Pacifica.org website. I expect that for the next meeting, all public portions of the board packet will be up as soon as at that site. They're in the presence of working out an interface for that. The person who asked about national programming, I think it was Debo and the coordinator, we have a national programming coordinator in this year's budget. There'll be a discussion about national programming tomorrow, and the national programming policy addresses the role of the coordinator. Would anybody else on the board like to respond to anything else that was raised in the 7 minutes that we have remaining in this item?
Couldn't we hear from Jack Van Aken, because Jack, all his time wasn't used.
Jack's deferring. So if not, then perhaps we'll get actually, for one thing for tomorrow. Yes, Debo?
I'm sorry. You know, the 2 minutes that you gave us were just
2 minutes.
Very, very, incredibly short. National Board, I'm doing a radio drama on the life of Louis Hill.
Oh.
With Archives and KPFK and Martin Sheen. Who do I go to, National, for you to be part of this program? Another thing, why is it that we don't have the picture of Louis Hill in any of the stations?
As to who you would go to, if you want to email me, I can distribute it to the rest of any offers to the rest of the board, or our secretary, Teresa Allen. I can give you her address to send it to. You'll have to ask the general managers of each station the question about Louis Hill. For tomorrow, I have a question for the board. In terms of the committee reports, which committees have reports that don't have reports that are in the board packet yet, so I know how to... So programming has its own section. Elections. Are there any other committees that are going to have reports that are not part of the board packet? Is finance in here, LaVarne? Is finance in the board packet?
Dave.
Yes, Ray.
This is not a report, but the... we discuss recreating the
COI.
The COI, the national COI. So
okay.
I'd like to discuss.
Okay, so that'll be a part of it.
Audit committee will have about a 2-sentence report. Nothing written. It has not met before this board, but we have a date set and so on. So audit will just announce a meeting.
What's the status of archives and affiliates? Are both of those have reports in the board packet?
Affiliates has a report in the packet.
Okay. Does Archives? Is Archives going to be presenting anything at this meeting?
No.
No. Okay. Great. Okay. Well, then, tomorrow morning, it would be wonderful if people could be sitting in these seats at, is it 9 a.m. sharp?
9 a.m., Mr. Jackson.
9 a.m. sharp, so we can get through the committee business. Thank you.
On governance, we'll probably be doing a written report that we'll be sending to attach to the minutes. We don't need to take up board time for it.
But governance is coming forward with motions.
Yeah, we have.
You have a motion on committee composition. Thank you.
Sorry.